Park City School Board meetings can be lengthy and full of education-ese. They can also be dramatic, educational, and informative. One student each year assumes the responsibility of sitting at the table with elected officials, the superintendent, and other district officials. This year, it's junior Eliza Falau, and she says she thinks it'll be intimidating but satisfying. Yes, she actually signed up for the duty, which includes, during each meeting, a presentation by her to the school board.
I think that's a very intimidating moment. I mean, you're in a room full of very certified and just very authoritative adults who have definitely earned their place in that room, and then there's you. But as I've come to realize, they really need to hear from you. You are the one they're doing this for. And so I kind of realized that you need to have a voice and you need to speak, because you need to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. And some people don't go to those board meetings and some people don't want to, but I have to speak for the students. So I think I take that on as a responsibility, and I really value that I get to do that.
Her first school board meeting was in early September, when she heard a lot of passionate public comment about the upcoming school bond vote. She said it was surprising on a variety of levels.
What was really surprising to me was how involved our community is. I mean, I know Park City is just a very like educated and really like contributive society, but I was surprised to see how many people showed up to this board meeting, you know, that I didn't really think that much of, and I was surprised at how formal it was. I really liked how I got to meet with the adults and how they were, I didn't expect them to be so nice. They were all so professional. I was like, whoa, I'm out of place.
Falau said she had hoped for a spot as a student body officer, then realized a seat on the school board is more up her alley.
I decided to be the student on the board because I mainly thought that that's where I could contribute most to the community. I don't know. I felt like student council has great positions, but I felt that my like personality and like what I do better would contribute most. Sometimes I'm better with adults. Like, I get along better with my friends' parents than my friends sometimes. It's like, this is weird.
She said she represents a smart and involved student body who most of all just wants to be heard by their superiors and the administrators.
As a student and as someone who represents a student, it's really, really frustrating to not, like, it's so hard to speak and not be listened to. And so when students say something and it's not right and they don't like it, I feel like it's the admin's responsibility to listen and investigate. And I feel like we have spoken, but we're just not being listened to. And so I feel like you can only do so much, and then it's out of your hands.
Eliza's two older siblings were also in leadership positions at the high school. Her brother was student body president and her sister senior class president. She said her father, who grew up in Tonga, always impressed upon them the importance of being a leader.
We come from a minority family, and so it's kind of difficult to be a minority in such a, I don't know, it's kind of difficult to be a minority, period. And so I think if you can do it, then you should, you know. If you can help, why don't you? And so I think that's kind of where we have all come to become leaders, someone who can help out the community.
She said in terms of the school bond, students don't feel like they necessarily need anything new or better. But she says that will be different once the ninth grade is in the high school. She says mostly students are tuned in to the social aspects.
It's our community. We should be very involved with the bond, and we should understand where the money's coming from and who is it coming from and how much is coming. But truthfully, I think when it comes down to it, the students are more involved in the social aspect of the bond and the grade realignment and how that will change the social structures of the schools.
That's Eliza Falau, the student representative to the school board. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.